India announced two surprises today. First, it said it was calling off its ceasefire with rebels in Kashmir. Then it announced what it called a hand of friendship and invited Pakistan's military ruler to India for talks on ending years of fighting in Kashmir. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Most observers here believe that India would extend the unilateral ceasefire it first declared in late November. A ceasefire India hoped would help persuade Kashmiri separatists to sit down for talks aimed at ending the long-running conflict. But most militant groups ignored the truce, and the violence continued. Last night, India indicated its patience had come to an end. Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh.
These terrorist groups have hindered the restoration of peace in Jammu and Kashmir and have inflicted misery upon the people of that state. Hereafter, security forces shall take such action against terrorists as they judge best.
The decision to invite Pakistan's General Musharraf came as an even bigger surprise. Talks between the two countries broke off 2 years ago after the nuclear neighbors nearly went to war following the armed incursion by Pakistan-backed militants into the Kargil region of Indian-controlled Kashmir. Since coming to power in a bloodless coup in October 1999, General Musharraf has repeatedly said that he was ready to talk to India at any place, any time. But India has in the past insisted such talks could only occur if Pakistan stopped its support for what India calls cross-border terrorism. India says Pakistan arms and trains the militants. Pakistan insists it provides only moral and diplomatic support. India now seems to have set aside any preconditions for talks. Rifat Hussain, who chairs the Department of Strategic Studies at Qadiazm University in Islamabad, says India has now put the ball squarely in Pakistan's court.
Pakistan will have to respond positively because this is something that Pakistan has been demanding all along. It definitely suggests that India is willing to put the bitter legacy of the Kargil episode behind and pick up the threads of conversation with Islamabad, which were broken as a result of the Kargil intervention.
But from the Indian side, the question is what form Pakistan's response will take. India has expressed its willingness to discuss the Kashmir issue as part of a broader agreement reached between Prime Minister Vajpayee and Pakistan's then Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Lahore in February of 1999. But Sharif is now gone, and General Musharraf says the Hindu newspaper's strategic affairs editor Siraja Mohan is a wild card.
I don't think anybody here has a fix on what Musharraf wants. What is the Pakistani strategy? Do they want to solve this problem and build a normal relationship with India? Or is this problem an excuse to keep bleeding India? So I don't think there is a final judgment on which is their strategy. If they say, look, they're not interested unless Kashmir becomes the principal focus. If they take that attitude, I mean, it's clearly any place, that bluff of any place, any time would have been called.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Enamul Haq told Pakistan State Radio last night that Pakistan would, quote, respond positively if and when the invitation from India is received. In Washington, State Department spokesman Philip Reeker welcomed the Indian initiative, saying that India and Pakistan now have the opportunity to make real progress towards the reduction of tensions and a resolution of their differences through peaceful means. Meanwhile, in Indian-controlled Kashmir, security officials say they killed 6 members of a Pakistan-based militant group. More than 30,000 people, soldiers, separatists, and civilians, have died in the decade-long insurgency. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.